Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mickey, going back to the sweep of the Twins, that's a good team over there. They made some uncharacteristic mistakes, but the important part was you guys were able to capitalize off them, especially yesterday.
No, we did, and you're right. They are a good team. We've been playing the way we're capable of. You know, our bullpen's been putting up zeros. Our starters are keeping us in the game, and our offense is clicking on all cylinders right now. So, you know, that's a formula for success no matter who you play, no matter how good the teams are. You know, we can play with anybody as long as we do the right things.
Dom Smith starts today on the bench, ends up with a career-high 4 RBIs. What can you say about how he sticks to his new approach, whether he's getting the start in the outfield or he's coming off the bench?
No, that's what you want to see, and that's what you expect out of players. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but you're not going to start all the time when you're in his role. So when you go to the bench, you want to make sure that you stay locked in and keep the same approach and don't try to do too much. And Dom has done a great job of that. J.D. Davis has done a great job of that. You know, I'm really proud of those guys for that. It's not an easy task, but they do it well.
Pete Alonso, did you sense any frustration, especially with that swing where that home run ended up out in left field in the upper deck?
He might have taken a little frustration out on the ball on that one, but, you know, he needed that. Things weren't going great for him. He was having a little trouble recognizing pitches and things like that, and every hitter goes through that from time to time. Hopefully that one will get him going.
I know it's only a couple of games, but what this bullpen was able to do in Minnesota really seems like collectively they're in a pretty good place.
Yeah, they are. You know, and I've felt like that since the All-Star break. I think that those guys are going out there, doing the right things more often, getting ahead, controlling the count, executing pitches when they need to be executed, also executing pitches once you're ahead. You know, there were several things that were kind of keeping us from having the success that we wanted to have as a bullpen, and it seems like they're cleaning those things up.
Jay Rusamilia, back-to-back outings, get some big outs. We talked about it yesterday with his confidence, but that can only be growing at this point.
Yeah, Fama looked great yesterday. I could see it in his face. You know, that's what he needs. He needs to get a couple good outings under his belt and just keep on going and trust that, hey, you have great stuff. You've done this before in big situations, and you can do it again. And I feel like he's realizing that.
The Giants, like you guys are, chasing a lot of teams in the wild card chase. The Giants are playing well. They've jumped up in the standings with the 4 straight wins and now heading into this series. I know there's still a few weeks away, the trade deadline. There's been some talk there, but what's the feeling inside this clubhouse now as you get ready for a big 4-game series starting tonight?
Yeah, I think our feeling is always that we're going to try to accomplish our ultimate goal, and that's to get in the playoffs and make a deep run, and we can do that. You know, it's very clear to us that we're still in this thing. We're going to continue to play for that goal every single day. You know, everything we do on a daily basis we have the playoffs in mind, and we'll continue to do that.
Noah and Nito, this is the 4th straight start, the combination of those two. Great results in Miami for sure as last start. What do you like about what you've been seeing from them?
You know, the one thing we're really stressing with Noah is keep the ball down. And we understand that Nito's strength in receiving the ball is down underneath the zone. So maybe he can steal a few strikes when we're trying to keep it down there. He also sets up well for the approach that we want Noah to take. And we feel like it's a kind of a good marriage at this point.
What's the challenge? What's the plan of attack against Bumgarner?
You know what? You have to make sure that when you get your pitch, you don't miss it, because this guy's going to execute pitches. He knows what he's doing. We're going to be aggressive on the base paths when we can, if it's the right situation. And we're going to have to play small ball. You know, when you're going up against a guy like this with one of our best pitchers on the mound, every little thing that you try to execute counts. And we have to get bunts down. We have to move runners over. We have to hit behind runners. If we put a hit and run on, we have to execute it. So the small things are going to matter big time today.
No Conforto. Lagares gets to start in center field tonight. Just giving him a chance and Conforto a day off?
Yeah, giving Conforto a day off against a tough lefty. Obviously, Bumgarner does pretty well against lefties. And getting Lego out in this big center field, you know, if we can run down some balls in center and have Lego do some damage at the plate, then it's going to be a plus.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one tonight.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, brother.